Our Heavenly Father, how great thou art. So great, Lord. No one compares to you. And we thank you because your goings have been from of old. From generation to generation, your mercy has also been with them that fear you. And you have been merciful unto us since the beginning of this year, even until now. And we want to give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. Because we are unprofitable servants. We have only done that which was our duty to do. And all the glory belongs to you. Now, Lord, all your saints and the people of God are gathered here tonight. And we know that the entrance of your word gives light. And I believe, Lord, tonight, that light will shine in our hearts. Glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, for those of you that are new, I mean, if you haven't been in any of our services, you know, when we say something that makes your heart glad, you are free to shout. So let me say that again. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, so you're free to bless the name of the Lord and shout, you know, if you hear something good. Well, tonight, as we approach the new year, you know, I'm not going to preach on, what the world preaches about or says, you know, all these resolutions and stuff like that. It might be some kind of resolution, but, you know, it will have some power behind it, you know, to break every yoke. Amen? That's right. So let's hear the word of the Lord. Reclaiming your possessions. Amen? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Reclaiming your possessions. And I want to start at John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus said, the thief comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. So let's take note of that. He wants to steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life. That's what the enemy does. But Jesus said, I have brought good news. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. I have come that my people may have abundant life. You know, that's, you know, he summarized that, you know, his mission in just that one sentence. You know, I've come to give life and give it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I look around and I say, well, I don't see too many people that have or are experiencing that abundant life. I mean, did Jesus die in vain? Did he go to the cross in vain? Are these words that our Lord Jesus spoke, are they in vain? How come then, you know, are the people not having abundant life? How come are the people still getting a beat down from the devil? Remember, he's playing his own role. You know, he is to steal, to kill, and to destroy all the blessings of God for your life. That's what the devil does. Amen? Amen. That's his role. See? But what we want to see tonight is, are you just going to let the devil have a field day without putting up a fight? I see that the world is full of depression. All kinds of things going on. Well, you know, people blaming on the economy or whatever it is. You know, that's okay for the people that are outside the kingdom. But for the people who are in the kingdom of God. Now, if there's any one of you in here tonight that you have not yet transitioned from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to give you an opportunity tonight. Amen. But you know, the devil, he is the ruler of the darkness of this world. And in that kingdom, well, there's confusion, there's all kinds of things. But in the kingdom of the Lord, there is light. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. You know, and that's what, you know, Jesus brought that light. You know, and that very light is the life of man. But he gives abundant life. You know, not just now. You notice that the things that God does, they are always abundant. Amen. He runs over. The psalmist said, God has anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You know, shaking down, pressed, you know, shaking together, pressed down, running over. That's the way God does his things. And last Sunday, those of you who were at the service, the church, you know, we preached on you know, the sound of an abundance of rain. And I noticed, you know, right after we went home and so forth, there was an outpouring of rain. Amen. And now the Lord confirmed the word. You know, you have to listen to that message on the website if you were not here, you know, and so forth, because that was a prophetic word that the Lord gave concerning the abundance of rain and so forth, and he confirmed it even in the natural. You know, it was rain everywhere that afternoon. Praise God. You know, so, you know, but tonight, we want to see what the Lord is going to really do for us. You know, there are people that are seated here tonight. Your story, instead of being a life of abundance, may be similar to something that I'm about to read right now. In the book of Psalms 102, and I'm going to read from verses 3 to 11. You know, here may be your story, but God is going to change that story tonight. Amen? Praise God. You know, your story may be like this. He said, my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten. You know, this guy, his heart is heartbroken. this doesn't sound very good. He said, look, I'm withered like the grass. I even forget to eat my bread. You know, this is what depression would do to people. You know? And he said, look, by reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. This man is emaciated. You know, he can't even eat. The joy of the Lord is departed from him. He said, I'm like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in the desert. I feel all alone. I watch, and I'm as a sparrow, alone upon the housetop. You know, and he described, he describes all of these things. And some of you may feel like that sometimes. You may feel all alone. You may feel like an owl in the desert, you know, a pelican in the wilderness, and all of these things and so on. You know, he said, my enemies reproach me all day long. Why? You know, well, because maybe things are hard for you, you know, and you are not, you know, getting on or getting by or, you know, making it, as people say, and so forth. And they that are mad against me have sworn against me. You know, he said, look, I have eaten ashes. My goodness. You know, people used to pour ashes upon their head, you know, when terrible things happen. This guy even ate ashes. I've eaten ashes like bread. I mingled my drink with weeping. All night long, his bones cleave to him, and he's weeping, and he's sad, he's sorrowful. He said, because, you know, of all these things that have happened to me and so forth, you know. Verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I'm withered like the grass. But here comes the good news, amen. In verse 12, he says, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. Amen. Now, this is one thing about this psalmist. He knows how to reload his faith. Amen. The Bible would say that, you know, he encouraged, you know, himself in the Lord. 1 Samuel 30 and 6. You know, when things were going so badly and so forth, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, after all of that depressing state that he was in, listen to what he said. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise, and thou shalt have mercy upon Zion. That's the people of God. Amen. Can I get amen on that? For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Amen. That's the set time, and it is here. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you know, there are many scriptures that bear this out. That no matter what the situation looks like, there is always hope for the people of God. You can never be hopeless as a child of God. Praise God. Listen to this in the book of Job, chapter 14. And I'm going to read from verses 7 through 9. I mean, the Bible even uses nature to explain some of these things to us so that we can understand it very clearly. Job 14 and 7. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When you cut down a tree, even, there is still hope that that tree will bud again. And he said in verse 8, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, hallelujah, it will bud again, and it will bring forth boughs like, you know, a plant. You know, so even in the natural, even when things are cut down, you know, things may be dry for you right now, but the Lord said, I make a way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. I even cause rivers to spring forth in the desert places. Praise you, the name of the Lord. You know, so you say, well, you know, can God do all of that? Absolutely. You know, because he said it. Amen. And God always backs up his word. You know, but let's look at somebody else's testimony that is not going to take a beat down from the devil lying down. He's not going to let the devil pummel him and so forth. He's going to rise above obstacles. Amen. Amen, folks. And that's what the people of God should do. We want you to rise above obstacles. Praise the Lord. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. Here's what Paul had to say. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. Amen. You know, sometimes we are even perplexed, but we never lose hope. We are never in despair. Amen. That's what lose hope, and that's what despair means. We're never in despair. Verse 9. He said, look, we may be persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed. Hallelujah. And Micah says it best, I think, in Micah 7 and verse 8. He said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Amen. Because when I fall down, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So don't stay down for the count. Amen. How many of you ever watched, you know, like a good boxing match and so forth? You know, and I've seen a few of them. You know, somebody may get knocked down, you know, but if they're a good fighter, you know, they get, you know, the manager or trainer or somebody in the corner is saying to them, get up. Get up. You know, just because you are knocked down doesn't mean you are going to lose the fight. You only lose the fight if you stay down for the count. Amen. You know, so you got to get up because the Lord is in your corner. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But sometimes people cannot get up. You know, because they are bound and oppressed by the power of the devil. But that's what Jesus came to do, is to set people free. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Acts 10 and 38. And he went about doing good, setting free the devil's captives. And if, you know, you can't seem to enjoy this abundant life, it may be because, you know, the chains, the gates, the windows, the bars are holding you back. But the power of God is able to break every bar, break every chain, and so forth like that. But there is a responsibility that I want to challenge everybody with tonight. In the book of Isaiah 52 and verse 2, the Bible says that shake thyself from the dust. Hello, folks. Sit, you know, arise and sit down. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. You don't need to have any bands around your neck. You don't need to sit down in the dust. You know, you can shake and turn yourself loose. Amen. And the power of God is here tonight to help you do that. I'm going to tell you a quick story, you know, to close this exhortation, and we're going to pray for people. In the book of Obadiah 17 and 18, there's only one chapter there. You know, he says that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And I believe there will be deliverance here tonight. Amen. Praise God. God wants you to go into this new year victorious and keep the victory throughout the year. And he said, the house of Jacob, that's you here tonight, shall possess their possessions. And listen to the next verse, verse 18. What are they going to do? You know, they shall be like a fire. They are not going to sit down, you know, and let the devil run them over. Oh no. They are going to be like a flame. Amen. And the house of Esau, representing the works of darkness, they will be like stubble. Amen. And the house of the people of God will kindle in them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Devour them. Amen. And get their possessions back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there's a story of a young man, you know, in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Some of you may have heard this story. His name was called David. So one time, his father sent him from the ship to go check out, you know, the battle that was going on, you know, between Israel and the Philistines. And when he got there, of course, Goliath was still terrorizing everybody and so on. And as the story went, David wanted to get in the fight. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. David wanted to get in the fight. And David said one thing. Everybody was saying, well, this guy here is, you know, challenging the armies of Israel and so forth. David said, no. This man here is challenging the armies of the living God. David is going to approach this battle in the spiritual. And so this, you know, the king heard about it and brought him in and said, you know, they said, what, you know, who is this guy talking? And he comes to the king. The king said, well, you know, and he said, well, I can go against this Goliath, and I'm going to take him out. Amen, folks? Amen. The king said, you can't do that. You're not even trained. And David said one of the most amazing things in that Bible. He said, look, I was keeping my father's sheep. Amen? Amen. And there came a lion and took one of the lambs. But I went after that lion and I delivered the lamb from his paws. I got back that which was under my care. Hallelujah. David would not allow the enemy. It was a lion. You know, came in front of a lion. 1 Peter 5:8. You know, the devil is a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour. You know, he can't devour everybody, but he's looking for whom he may devour. You know. But David said, not on my watch. Amen. Amen. He went after him. He battled that lion and saved that lion and recovered that which was his. As a young man, because probably in his teens, a bear rose up against him, and he did the same thing. He went up against that bear and collected what was his. Amen. Amen. And well, by the time he got to Goliath, he already had these two testimonies. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, the God that delivered me from the lion, and the God that delivered me from the bear, he's going to deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. And I will slay him today. I'm going to take him out. Praise God. Amen. And he did exactly that. Folks, one time they came, you know, the story of Ziklag and so forth, took his wives and all these people and everybody that was with him. And he went back in 1 Samuel chapter 30. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And he bestirred himself. And he went after those people that took away all that belonged to him. And he got everything back. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what we are going to do tonight. I want you to stand to your feet. This is what we are going to do tonight. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 11 and 12, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The devil is not just going to give it back. Amen? Amen. Praise God. In fact, in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 29, Jesus also says, look, when a strong man keeps his goods, he thinks everything is fine. You know, but how can you spoil him? You've got to first bind him. And then you can spoil him. Hallelujah. Folks, all that the enemy has stolen from you, you must reclaim your possessions. Praise God. David was just a young man. Well, he took no prisoners. You know, he went after whatever was his, and he got it back. Praise God. Now, some of you, you've heard the promise of eternal life. You have even heard the promise of abundant life. But yet you're not living that life. Because the enemy pummels you and you believe the lie. But I tell you something, folks. The Bible says that Jesus has destroyed him that had the power over death. Jesus has already kicked him. He's bought all over the place. Praise God. He whooped him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I love to say that because, you know, the devil knows it and I know it. The thing is, do you know it? Do you know? Hallelujah. Now, for those of you that are still struggling with whatever it is, no matter what it is that the enemy has kept from you, this year, maybe, you know, you tried to reach for something, but it was like a mirage. Every time you got so close, just this close, then you missed it. Maybe the enemy even took your children. But the enemy cannot have your children. Amen. Praise God. You got to go up against the devil by the power of the Lord. Now, of course, you know, if you don't have that power, you just be like this seven sons of Sceva and try to go against some devils. They didn't know what they were doing. You begin by entrusting your life to the Lord. Amen. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your all in all. But for those of you who already know who the Lord is, those of you who have already experienced and tasted of the heavenly gift, you should not be pummeled down by the devil and stay down for the count. You've got to rise up, go against the devil, and take back what is yours. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So here's what we're going to do tonight. You know, sometimes people need a little help. You know, people need a little help, you know, just to be able to, you know, get over that hump. And the power of the Lord is here tonight for deliverance. Amen. You know, so, you know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what has kept you back, no matter what the devil has stolen from you, remember, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his goal. And that's his role. Jesus said, on the other hand, I will restore, saith the Lord.
Amen.
So if you want prayer tonight, I'm going to invite Pastor Paul Johnson, my dear friend, pastor of the Gathering Place. He's here tonight. And he will be assisted by some of our pastors. We'll call them in a minute. Pastor Paul, will you come forward, please? For those of you that want prayer tonight, as you prepare to enter this new year, we want to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, that you will be victorious. Amen. And that you will be empowered by the Lord for you to go up and get that which is yours. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Anointing. As I was recalling in the Old Testament, David, we talked about David,